This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome to Sahaba Profiles. Today we take a look at the profile of the Sahabi Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu, and he's also from the Ashara Mubashara, those 10 who were given the glad tidings of Jannah as a group by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His story is a very interesting one. He had traveled to Busra, which is in current day Syria, in the Sham region. And he went there for business. And whilst he was there with the group of businessmen, one of the monks there came out and they started asking, is there anyone here who comes from the lands of the Haram? Ahlil Haram, you know, the people who come from the area of the Haram. So Talha bin Ubaidillah came forward and said, yes, I come from the lands of the Haram. They said, has Ahmad come? Has Ahmad come? So Talha said, who's Ahmad? They said, Ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib, the son of Abdullah, the son of Abdul Muttalib. He will come. He will be the final messenger. He will take you from the land of the Haram to another land. And he went on to describe what that other land would look like, which was in reality Madinatul Munawwara. And this really struck Talha radiallahu anhu. And he was taken aback. So when he came back to Makkatul Mukarramah, he asked his family that, you know, this is what this monk told me. So his family told him that there is some truth to it, because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has proclaimed nubuwa, and he's calling people towards a new deen as they saw it. So Talha radiallahu anhu says, I knew Abu Bakr, and I had a soft spot for Abu Bakr because I found him to be a businessman of integrity. I found him to be a businessman of great values and a noble quality. So I went to him and I said, tell me about this deen. I've heard you've also accepted Islam. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu explained to him and convinced him. And finally, he brought him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he accepted Islam. And he says he was the 34th person who accepted Islam on the hands of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Many Sahaba, great Sahaba who accepted Islam in the early days, they accepted Islam on the hands of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Now, Talha bin Ubaidillah had this great desire that his mother must accept Islam. But no matter what he tried, she remained obstinate. Not only did she not accept Islam, she persecuted him. She oppressed him. One person mentions, and this is narrated in the books of history, that I was making sa'i between Safa and Marwa, and I saw a group of people beating this one person. And I went there and I saw that the person was being beaten. I asked, who is this person being beaten? They said, Talha bin Ubaidillah. I asked, who's beating him? They said, no, his family members are beating him because he has reneged on the way of his forefathers. And I said, but who's this woman sitting, you know, behind all the family members who are beating him, encouraging them to beat him and swearing him and you know, using vulgar language against him? They said, this is his own mother. This is his own mother. So this is what he had to go through in the early days. His own mother had turned against him. Once a person caught him, and I caught Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and handed both of them over together to the Quraysh for a beating, to the leaders of the Quraysh, the Mushrikeen at the time, the polytheists. And that's why they were known as two partners, Abu Bakr and Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu. After that, we know the history of Islam, how things progressed. And as he spent time in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his nobility grew and his stature grew. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give him, gave him a number of titles, Talhatul Khair, Talhatul Jud, Talhatul Fayyad, and there's a background to each one of those titles. But the day that is Talha's day was the day of Uhud. We know after the ambush, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had only a few people surrounding him. And every time one soldier from the army would advance and would try to come right to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to attack him, because that's the ultimate target, you know, the leader of the opposite army. So they were trying to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and every time they would come very close, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, who's going to defend me against this person, and I will be his companion in Jannah? And Talha radiallahu anhu said, I am ready, Ya Rasulullah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, you stay on your place. And some other Ansari Sahabi would be told to go, and he would be killed. And this happened 3 or 4 times. And finally, it was only Talha radiallahu anhu left to defend the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And by this time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was injured. We know that his blessed cheeks became pierced with the rings of the helmet. Blood was oozing. He lost his blessed tooth. And here what had happened was that Talha radiallahu anhu single-handedly was defending the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was using his own arm as a shield against the arrows. And then when there was a bit of a stop in the attack, he would go and see to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then return until he had managed to push back the enemy. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Abu Ubaidah Amir ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu, who became distant from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a result of the ambush, by the time they got to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they saw that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was bleeding and they tried to assist him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Go and see Talha." And scholars have written that he lost his arm as a result of using his arm as a shield on that day, but he would walk around with that pride that I have given this arm of mine in defense of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever wishes to see a person who's alive and walking on earth, but whose matter in the year after has been settled, then look at Talha bin Ubaidillah." And that's why his companions used to refer to him as the martyr who is alive. The alive martyr, because he was granted that glad tidings for what he did on Uhud. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu himself had said, Uhud was the day that belonged to Talha. Talha was the one who really stood out on the day of Uhud. He was also known for his great generosity. He became very successful in business later on. And one day, from Hadramaut, a lot of his wealth came, 700,000 dirhams. And that night, he just couldn't sleep. And his wife asked him that, "What's the difficulty? Are you upset with me?" He said, "No. How can I sleep when I have so much of wealth in my possession? What will my Allah think of me? I've got so much of wealth in my home. I need to distribute it. I need to give it to people." There's a remarkable story which the scholars have documented, that because he became known for his generosity, people sometimes used to take chances. And one day a man came to him and told him, "Look, I'm in need. I need you to assist me." But in order to try and secure the assistance, the man told him, "I'm a relative of yours." Now, you and I, we would have said, "Well, yeah, very funny. First time I hear of you. If you were a relative of mine, I would have known of you before." But look at Talha radiallahu anhu. He intended to give the man. And he knew that the man was just trying to boost his chances. So he said, "Okay, I found a relative today that I have never met before. I have discovered an unknown relative." And then look at him. He said to this person that, "I have a piece of land. It's worth about 300,000. You have a choice. You can either take the land, or otherwise I will sell the land and I will give you the money. What do you prefer?" The man said, "I want the money." And Talha radiallahu anhu gave it to him in charity. That was the level of his generosity and the nature of his charity. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala inspire us with the enthusiasm to follow in the footsteps of the Sahaba. Sahaba profiles from myself, Sulaiman Ravid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.